News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Let's stay with this story now because we're joined by Joe O'Shea, editor of Cork Bio. Joe, how big a problem is the issue of messy stag nights?
It's become a big problem for a lot of cities across Europe, and actually people are starting to push back. Just last month, Prague just tried to bring in a law, or they're considering a law, which would ban fancy dress in the city centre. Prague has been pushing back against messy stag dues for several years. Amsterdam took out last year, the local authority in Amsterdam took out ads on social media telling English stag parties, please do not come to Amsterdam, you're not welcome. So there's lots of places that are really, that are kind of stag party heavy, the popular places to go to, Barcelona, Prague, Amsterdam, and they're really pushing back against it. And I think if you've been in Dublin, and I've been in pubs in Dublin, and, you know, you get that moment where a door opens and there's 10 English lads wearing T-shirts standing there. And it's like that moment in a Western where the piano stops and everybody turns around. They're all like, oh, God, no. And I've seen stag parties like refused in Dublin pubs. And you see signs up, you know, we will not entertain parties over 10, you know, with no fancy dress, that kind of thing. So definitely there's lots of places in Europe now that they're telling stag parties, we don't want you.
And like, what is it? Do sort of normally well-adjusted men turn into lunatics on a stag? What's the problem?
Yeah, well, I've been on more, you know, had the drinks and worn the pink fluffy handcuffs. But I think the problem is when you get a group of guys, and often it's the married guys and the guys who've been in long-term relationships, and it's like they've been let out of prison for two nights, you know? And the problem is that guys tend to, no matter how old they are or even how sensible they are, you get 10 guys together, especially 10 old friends, and they kind of regress to when they were teenagers. But the problem is, if you're in your 40s, you're not going to be able to party like you were when you were in your early 20s. So it can get very messy very quickly. And, you know, you have to say as well that these days, if stag parties go to Amsterdam, there's probably going to be drugs involved. You know, it's just a fact of life these days, and that can make it far messier altogether. I'm old enough to remember when stag nights were kind of like you went away to, I don't know, someplace in Galway, maybe went to Galway or maybe went to West Cork, and you had one night and that was it and you were done. These days, because of cheap flights, because of people travelling, you get a gang of people going to, you know, Ibiza for a whole weekend, and it can get very messy.
Okay. Is there a moral of the story? Is there a message to people?
Yeah, I mean, I think the traditional stag do is going out of fashion. I really do. You know, people are I think they've had enough of it. You know, the Hangover in 2009 was kind of the high point of stag culture. You know, that movie about the lads going to Las Vegas. Huge hit. I think people, the best stag people are looking for is someone a bit calmer, someone where you actually celebrate friendship and you actually kind of spend time together rather than all wandering around Amsterdam off your heads trying to find your hotel.
Like a fishing trip, Joe?
Yeah, well, I think so. That's what I did for my own stag. We went to Baltimore, we chartered a fishing boat, went down around the day fishing, came back and got the chef in the hotel to cook all the fish for us. Now, that might sound a bit boring, but it was a lot of fun. And we did end up in Baltimore Village until very late in the morning having pints, and it was great crack.
Yes.
But everybody got home safe and nobody got injured and we all had a good time.
Sounds like a good day to me. Joe O'Shea, editor of Cork Bio, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.